Okay. Come on now. All right. And here we go. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry La Brea. Oh, man. It's going to be a trip because actually I was going to talk about a couple of things. Maybe do a quick fire review. Also, maybe do. But honestly, I clearly forgot on February 11th I wound up doing a podcast. But before that, I forgot clearly on February 10th it would be my 4-year anniversary of me doing my podcast in general. So. Honestly, I've been going at this for 4 years, and it's amazing how doing my podcast kind of got me through a lot of stuff, you know, got me through some pretty tough times, but also it's been pretty good. But damn, I didn't even do all my original, like, beginning of how I would do my podcast in general, but, you know, it all stemmed from just an idea. You know, on Facebook, I used to do, like, little, like, lives of, like, drive along, like reciting songs and everything, like, a sing-along, and it kind of just started sparking up an idea of just me wanting to do just, like, stuff about movies and anime and whatnot, and as of February 10th of 2018... was when I started out the whole idea. Like, I gave birth to the idea of Late for the Party September 7th of 2017, and around February 10th, I wound up doing my official first episode, which is pretty damn cool, I might add. And just came from an idea, and most of it, I mean, what really started it all was doing first few episodes of just how excited I was for Black Panther to come out. So, yeah, man, it's been pretty crazy. So, I mean, I think I've done over, what, almost close to... honestly, I'm, like, probably close to 600 episodes right now, which is kind of crazy. So I just started recently doing my podcast... more or less doing it in seasons now. So this episode that I'm doing also on TikTok Live, everybody say hi and everything else, and I will consciously say hello back. And let's be grown-ups here. So but man, pretty crazy though. I mean, considering that I've been at this for 4 years and realizing when I started and where I came from and how to deal and doing it, it's probably been one of the most consistent things next to a relationship or a job that I've done, like, straight up in my life in general, which is actually cool. And... yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. So, I mean, it's, you do stuff that you love to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever let anybody knock you down saying that you can't do something that, saying that you can't do anything. Like, you, like, oh, that's impossible, or you're a millennial, or you can't relate to what people are doing, or any negative bullshit. Don't even, I ignore that shit. If you want to sell cookies, sell fucking cookies. If you want to do anything like that, you go ahead and you handle it, you know? I mean, I think this, I mean, and keep in mind, this is my, well, this is the last episode of for the season that I'm doing right now. This is season 2, and I should be doing like a episode of season 3 of Late for the Party, the show. Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you add everything up. You know, I mean, it's kind of weird that I'm turning this into a In My Mind segment, but it's an In My Mind segment, but turning this into a Wallflower Journal. And if anybody's ever listened to any of my podcasts on TikTok or anything, my Wallflower Journals, I talk about, you know, mental health and personal stuff. And like just dealing with like anxiety and depression and everything. You know, it's just, you know, learning how to cope with, how to deal with anxiety, because, you know, it could come out of left field. And luckily I was fortunate to, you know, seek help even at a young time in my life, to where, like, you know, nobody really comprehends that they have any kind of, you know, stuff dealing with like parent, like issues with parents or anything like that. Separation anxiety from main and core family members, you know, dealing with divorce from parents and marriage alike. Yeah. Doing my podcast alone kind of gave me a voice to where it helped me better learn how to, it helped me a lot on learning how to communicate a lot better with people. And more importantly, learning how to communicate even with myself, because it's like, to actually understand, like, owning up to the things that you say that you're going to do, and, you know, don't cop out, and, you know, don't flake, or, you know, more importantly, not lying to yourself. You know, because if you're lying to yourself, you're not going to be able to be honest with it. You can't be honest with anybody if you're going to be lying to yourself, straight out. Yeah, man. I mean, it's pretty crazy. And sorry to get all into the whole sentimentals. I guess it's just because I wanted to end the season on a positive note, on like just with everything that goes on in life. I mean, going in the pandemic and high gas prices and Ukraine and Russia going to war and whatnot. I mean, it's just so much shit, and trying to do everything in the pot and then trying to keep things on a positive note. I mean, social media can be a scary place, ladies and gentlemen. And here I am doing a podcast and trying to make people laugh and do pop culture references and whatnot and TikToks. But it's a wonderful thing, man. Because it's like, with everything that goes on, all you can do is just pursue your own state of happiness. So, cheers to that. But, on a side note, how's everybody out there? Anybody want to say anything? So, while we're out here, kind of like a little celebration of a 4-year anniversary. 4-year anniversary of doing my podcast, man. I didn't even get a chance to celebrate it. Now it is the time to celebrate that Late for the Party has been going on for 4 years for me. That is a big feat, because it's been growing. I mean, as from where I started, I started doing my podcast in a car, in my old car, in a car. You know what I'm saying? At one point, you couldn't even do 10 minutes. You couldn't even do 10 minutes on the podcast. You could only do your segments in 5 minutes. And this is when I was learning how to use Anchor FM. I've been at it. Worked my way through. Made money off of it and everything. And handling my business with it. I mean, hell, it's been me doing other things and helping me do my interview skills and how to interview other people and doing shows to where I've even worked with my boy Anacron on, Peanut Gallery Radio. So I've done a couple episodes where I've even co-hosted being a co-host. Interviewer. So, and I think that's where I'm trying to lean where I'm doing with my podcast in general. You know, I really want to really start stemming into getting into hosting my show with having guests. And that's where I'm trying to land in that right now. So, you know, I mean, hell, who knows? I wouldn't even mind start hosting and having special guests who are TikTokers and YouTubers and, you know, DJs, you know, the underground folks who are in the land of pop culture who loves anime and whatnot. I mean, I got a lot of favorite people I like watching and listening to who I know personally. And to get them on to where that'd be cool, you know? I mean, it's just, you know, when you spark an idea, it grows. I mean, it's been growing. And I'm actually utterly grateful that I have the opportunity to do this, you know? Like I said, you come a long way to actually do something that makes you feel good. It doesn't feel like work, and I'm actually happy about this. So, I mean, you know, sorry to sound like a broken record, but I'm happy about this though. But yeah. So I mean, like I said, what I do on my podcast, I talk about pop culture, past, present, and future, and I ask people, what does pop culture mean to you as a person? What's your favorite? Do you listen to anime? Do you listen to music? Watch anime? You know, if you do, what's your favorite? What's your top list? You know, I read comic books, all of that. I make music as well. I mean, hell, it's just stuff in all my creativity and the things I love doing. It's always been one of those things that I've always wanted to, like, just express. And at the time where anime, being an anime fan or a wrestling fan or anything like that wasn't as fashionable as I was growing up or as I was moving along when I got older out of my being a kid to a teenager. I mean, keep in mind, I was rocking Superman shirts and Flash t-shirts before a lot of people were doing that when I was going to high school. I was probably maybe the only few people at Westchester High who was actually doing that shit. All right. I mean, hell, that's copywritten back in the day for me. You know, rocking an Akira shirt with Kaneda and Clownface clashing on the bikes back when I was in, like, freaking junior high. And it's fucking cool, man. Like, it's one of those things to where it's like you can actually appreciate everything that that I appreciate shit like that. That's the kind of shit that actually kept me out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting my comic books and some of my favorite reads, you know? Like, let me pull up some stuff for you. Like, all my anime shits, you know what I'm saying? How many people know about Cyborg 9? Any of you anime heads out there sits there preaching about, oh, like, your favorite anime is Dragon Ball Z and whatnot. Like, I could go deeper than that. And I'm only in my 40s. I'm only 41 now, but, you know, Cyborg 9, that's actually kind of hardcore, you know what I'm saying? It's actually a dope book. If you also follow Skullman, it kind of like the Skullman series is actually the prequel to Cyborg 9. It's like you see the organics of the characters and everything. That's pretty sick. See? One of the main bad guys who, the Black Skull, who was originally prequeled as, the finishing product of the villain Skull, of the anti-hero Skull Man. So, yeah. Oh, man. Like, books, like, comic books actually caught me. You know what? Here's a funny thing about it. Back when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble because dealing with school, not paying attention to class, being a class clown or whatever. So my pops, you know, my biggest punishment was didn't watch TV. My dad would have me read his Robert B. Parker novels. If anybody who doesn't know who that is, he's an author of Spencer for Hire books. So keep in mind, I'm in the third fucking grade reading Spencer Robert B. Parker novels. My biggest punishment was no TV, read this chapter, and tell my father what happened in that chapter. By the time I was in the third grade when all this happened, like being bad and shit. So by the time I got to the fifth grade, I didn't even realize I was reading past an eighth. I was already reading at an eighth grade level, you know. And, you know, Pops already had me collecting comic books, so I was already in the realm of just like liking Spider-Man and all of that. So, and some of my favorite characters like Black Panther. My first official comic book was Iron Man that I bought. It was Iron Man wearing the silver Centurion armor. And it's cool as hell. Like, you never seen any characters actually rocking. Like, this is the first time I actually seen a character actually wear a suit like that. Like, because you always heard of Superman and Batman and Flash, and I've had books like that, but when I started dipping into Marvel, man, it was just a different can of worms. And honestly, I feel like it is very different. Like, a lot of characters didn't have the standard emblems on their chest like Flash and Superman and Batman did. And, like, with Spider-Man, you know, he was garbed from head to toe, so you couldn't even identify, like, who he was, you know? Like, that's probably one of the main things I respect about Spider-Man. Like, nobody knows who he is, you know, because he's, like, got the whole get-up on. So, hell yeah. Shit was actually cool, man. Yeah. That's funny. It's so funny. But I mean, and this is the type of shit I like to talk about, man. Like, and I see a lot of people on TikTok, and I follow a few folks who, you know, are on the same speed as me when it comes down to likes and liking this type of stuff I follow and like the stuff I been reading up on as a kid. You know, a lot of things that folks really started getting on the bandwagon as time progressed. Like, I've been on this for the longest. So any people out there right now who's been beefing with each other on, oh, who's the better anime characters and whatnot, like, who's better, like, Dragon Ball Z or One Piece? Nah, bruh. Y'all been only watching anime probably when it got to Toonami or Adult Swim or some shit like that. Nah, I'm here to break it down for you. I was watching Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z before it even got to Toonami. Okay, I was watching Dragon Ball Z, the Saiyan Saga, on Channel 9. Okay, and I live in LA. This is Channel 9 in the wee hours of the morning. Okay, if you want to watch early cartoons back in, like, Japanese animation and everything else, you had to wake up, like, at least about, what? Like, close to 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning? I would wake up early enough to put on the VHS. Sometimes I would just let that shit run in the middle of the night. Man, getting Bionic 6 on there, watching Ronin Warriors, freaking Saint Seiya. I'm like, dude, I was all over that shit. Okay, and then my pops put me on game, like on Voltus 5 and Go Lion, way before, and Macross, and while watching Macross before it became Voltron or, you know, Robotech. So, I've been on that stuff even before that. Transor Z, straight out. I was watching it was Mekaiser Z. You know? So, my anime is pretty damn extensive. I was reading 8-Man back when, you know, before 8-Man After. Like, I was on 8-Man back in the day when it was all black and white mangas. You know, so it's like, hey, real talk. Like, I always love shit like that. That is my wheelhouse because it was always like, you can't just overlook classics. Don't get me wrong. Dragon Ball Z, well, I'm going to say it like this. Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z is probably the best that Dragon Ball had to offer, hands down. Especially when you got into the later years. I mean, you had the Saiyan Saga, which honestly, I'm arguing in court on some stuff. I might have to just get off when I get done with this episode. I probably got like 8 minutes left, but when I get involved with like what I talk about, I probably want people to jump on TikTok and actually see what I got to say about the whole thing with Dragon Ball. And it might disappoint some people. Because honestly, it's like, with how I feel about, like, Goku in general, I mean, that's gonna be for another time, but like I said, I'm gonna skip that, and I'm gonna leave that on, just on a live, or on the next segment. So, yeah. Here we go, man. Almost done with my episode. Actually about to hit the 25 mark right now. So, I'm going to get off the hook on that, but I'm just here to say, you guys, whoever's been listening to me for this long, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the support that everybody's done by listening, no matter how many people. I don't care. I don't care if it was just one person listening all this time. You know, I appreciate the fact that you guys sat back and listened to me. Because, I mean, it speaks volumes, you know. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything. And I like giving back as well. So, I'm going to start implementing any followers or anybody who follow my podcast on Anchor FM or anything. Like, if they follow me on Anchor FM, I'll start sliding them free t-shirts. You know, free Late for the Party t-shirts for the first 3 months. And for another for the first six months. And then on the next 6 months, they get another free t-shirt. So, actually, was it 3 or 6? I'm going to look back on that. I think I have that still in my description once I put it up. So, yeah, because it'll be like 1, you get the first one. And 2, you get the second one after 6 months. And then you get the third one on the anniversary. Yeah, so it's 3 shirts. So, every 6 months, you get a free gift from Late for the Party. So, yeah. Kind of cool. I'm down to do that again. It was fun. And then also, be on the lookout. I got some new ideas for the shirts and everything. So I'm going to restart revamping the Late for the Party store on teespring.com with new designs and new gear and a new look and new colors as well. So be on the lookout for that when I upload everything. Yeah, you guys. But also take a gander at the store as well and take a look and see about the coffee mugs and the coffee cups and the gators and all of that stuff. So either way, you guys. This is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast on Anchor FM. You can listen to it on all 10 platforms on your listening podcasting pleasure. Spotify, Apple, all of that. So, like I said, also check out teespring.com. Hit me up on social media. You can hit me up on Instagram and TikTok. The links will be in the description. You can also, whoever's on TikTok right now, just link to the bio. And you can check out my link tree. It connects me to everything that I am doing on social media, from Twitch, all of that. So either way, you guys, boy, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy. The modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, you're right on time. Ah, shit, that was so wrong. God damn it. Still working on that one, you guys. But if you're late for the party, you're always on time.